Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Good morning.
To All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What another exciting morning. I tell you, we have a hot, hot, exciting show for you today. Cassandra, what is going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, I tell you, I am powering up. Because I tell you, there is so much to be thankful for, to be grateful for. And when you think of all the possibilities that we have access to, I mean, it's worth jumping out of the bed and doing 20 jumping jacks like I did this morning and getting on the phone because I want to find out, you know, how I can assist people today. So I am enthused about life, and, you know, that's what it's all about when you power your possibilities. You know, you're looking at the potential. You're looking at the expectation of what's to come, and when you have that kind of attitude, you have nowhere to go but up. You know, that's real talk.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I agree with you on that. When you are powered up and your possibilities are on point, there are so many different things that, you know, along the path of possibilities, there are just things that are already there. You know, when people don't realize that, when you start on your path to purpose, there are things already laid out. That when you get there, it's like for an actor in the dressing room for whatever part they're playing, their mm-hmm. their uniform, their clothing, their costume is already set. And that's what it's like when you step into your purpose. It's already set. There are already people lined up for God for you to meet. There are already activities lined up for you to do, parts for you to play, roles for you to get into. All people have to do is just get on that path of purpose. You know,
absolutely.
That path of purpose, yes, it has certain possibilities that you can't get when you're not on your purpose. Go ahead.
Absolutely, I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, Maya Angelou says that we are phenomenal. And that is something to think about. You know, when
yes.
you know who you are, I think I asked the question to the audience, do you know who you are? More importantly, do you know who God has made you to be? My goodness, there needs to be another one of me. You know what I'm saying? Can they call me right now? I have so much to do, you know, and other people are thinking, oh, my God, life is so boring, I don't have enough to do. I'm telling you, it's like, whoo, hold me back sometimes. because it's like I want to get out there and make it happen because I know I have some answers. You know you have answers. We know that people have what, you know, we have what people are looking for. And that's why I'm excited about today because this is another opportunity to assist folks, you know. It's all about helping people, you know. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here, to help folks go to another level. So you got to power your possibilities and know that, you know, you've got something to offer to the world, really. You know, just why I love your website that says, Speaking millions. My goodness, that is something powerful.
That's right. Speaking your way to millions. In other words, you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
That's right. You're going to get your way there. You're going to work your way to this or work your way to that. So why not speak your way to millions? And I've done that. I've sat down. I drew up a plan in how I was going to make $1 million. And then I did this about a year and a half ago. About a year and a half ago, I sat down, I wrote out how I was going to get $1 million just through doing some different things, and I put it into place. So far, I'm on track, I'm on point, and that's what I'm talking about. When you get on track, when you set that plan, then you just begin to work it. So we have some callers today. It was a special day. You've just tuned in. You're listening to All About Entrepreneurs with Cassandra, the Possibilities Coach, and Lil Lisa, the Power Coach. And so what we've done was, you know, both of us have taken our mission in life, what it is that we are meant to do, go out and to empower people to live their best life, and we've come together. So when people, they're going to see the flyers, people that have known me for years and years, and people that have known you, Cassandra, for years and years, are probably wondering, what are they up to now? What are they up to? Well, that's what we're talking about. When you're on that path of your purpose, the possibility that you could even do something like that with someone that you don't even know, someone you never met. And I heard Pastor Noel Jones, he preached a sermon here in New Jersey somewhere around 2003, 2004, so about 10 years ago. And I got an opportunity to go hear him right here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. And it was a very small crowd for some reason. I have no idea why. Well, I do have an idea, but there couldn't have been more than 100 people in attendance. Now, for, you know, Bishop Noel Jones, that's very, very small. He's a very popular TV evangelist, if you've ever heard him speak. And, you know, he does a lot of sermons with, you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes and many, many others. Well, but just so happened in that particular talk, he said something. I will never forget it. Now, he said this over 10 years ago. And I was sitting maybe just like in the second row. There was, like I said, it was a big church in the city of Newark, but only about 100 people. So really all 100 of us could sit on like the first three rows of the church. That's how wide the church is. And so he said something. He said that there are people that God is going to cause you to meet these people. But without God, you could not even meet them. There's nothing in your life that you're doing or that person is doing that would make you all meet. In other words, come face to face, say hello to each other. There's nothing you could do. He has to do something extra. Like, so in other words, you could be literally standing just right next to the person, but you wouldn't even recognize them or notice them enough to say anything to them, except that God did a little something extra to make you say, hello, good morning, good evening, how are you, what's your name, whatever. And so that's what I'm saying, is that with myself and Cassandra, that's what has happened. And so much so that we have an exciting show for today. We're doing something, it's a little spin on maybe a popular TV show that you've seen on OWN, where Dr. Yala Van Zandt helps people with their life's problems, and it's called Fix My Life. So this is a spin or take on that. And so we're calling this Fix your life on Fix Your Life Live online with Coach Cassandra and Coach Lisa. So right here this morning, we want to first welcome you to the broadcast again today. And I know the flyer said that Cassandra would be here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, guess what? Today is Wednesday, and she's here. So I think she loves the show, and that's because she loves each and every one of you. See, when you're on a mission, it'll take over your life, okay? So, but she's on the right mission. So Fix Your Life Live online. We want to fix your problem. Now, we're not psychiatrists, and we're going to coach you. It's like live coaching right online. So we want you to, yes, we want you to tell us your situation or your issue, and we're going to give you a solution. Now, I know Cassandra wants to add to that because, you know, we don't want anyone to say, for instance, if you're in a bad marriage and we give you some kind of solution and you go and leave your husband or your wife and all of a sudden you end up leaving your, you know, your big comfortable home and you're living in a shelter, you know, now. So we don't want that to happen. So we're not going to be. So it's not that kind of fixing, all right? It's lighthearted. But go ahead, Cassandra. What did you want to add to that? But I'm excited about this is a dream. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. We just want, you know, everyone to relax. We want to give you hope, you know, power your hopes, empower your dreams, and, you know, just receive what we have for you today. And just, you know, it's just an opportunity just to look at your life through the lens that we are offering by, you know, talking about this topic. And like you said, we're not psychologists, but we are coaches, and it's just another opportunity to look at situations and, you know, just give you something to think about. So that's what we're presenting.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Another way to look at it. Yeah. It's another way to look at it because, you know, we've learned. Now, I don't know. I said we're not a psychologist, but, hey, I don't know. Cassandra, you might be one. You might be a I don't know your background enough to know that you are or aren't, but you might be a undercover psychologist, psychiatrist, or something. But yes. So we want you to call in. We encourage you. Dial in 347-945-7991. Call in and give us. We're gonna give you a solution or give you another way to look at your issue right here live. And no, we've been doing that all along. We've been in our respective line of work. That's what we do. That's what a coach does. Literally helps people at times. We call it clarifying, or we give people another perspective. That's an area of psychology where, you know, I know that's what I learned in Psych 101, that because your perception of something can change how you behave. Just having a different, like with money. When my perception of money, when my perception of wealth and millionaire status, when that changed, my behaviors changed. So perception is important. So call in 347-945-7991. And we see you on the phone lines, but we want you to hit your number one key so that we can know that you are the caller. Tell us what your situation is. It could be work-related. It could be related to your business. If you have some type of business, some type of situation, it could be related to a coworker, a supervisor. I know 1 year I did a month-long series on bullying in the workplace, and actually back in the archives, I did a whole month long. It started out being one show, Cassandra, and it was so popular. People were calling me from California, Michigan. People were calling in from all over. This is, like I said, about a year and a half ago, bullying in the workplace, and it looks like bullying in the workplace is resurfacing, and a lot more people are reporting cases of being bullied by supervisor. Typically, it would be by a supervisor. Sometimes coworkers can bully one another, but usually it's by more of a sort of like a harassment type of situation. But it has more characteristics of like the playground bully, someone trying to intimidate, things like that. So if you are on the line, just hit your number one key, and we will take your call. We are standing by. We want to give you a new perspective. We want to fix your life live on the air with Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. If no one is willing to come forth with their issue, well, I think Cassandra has an issue that she wants me to help her with. And likewise, I have an issue that I want Cassandra to help me with. So, but we would rather help you, because we help each other every day. We talk, we've been on the phone talking. So we kind of help each other on a daily basis. Isn't that right, Cassandra?
That's right. Absolutely. I tell you, coaches need a coach. We all need help, you know. And I think that's the best thing to be successful in life, to always recognize you can't do this by yourself. We are meant to assist one another. And Coach Lalisa is a very wise woman, and so I value her input, and the fact that she has a biblical background really helps. She's a woman of wisdom, and so I value what she has to say. And, you know, that's important when you're looking for a mentor, you're looking for a coach. You know, you want someone that is able to help you see it, you know, in a practical sense, because you've got to be able to help someone, be able to have someone help you get over, you know, the humps that, or the standstills that you seem to come to. So yeah, absolutely. And so the scenario that I am going to present, I'm at work, and I have a horrible boss, and I just don't know what to do. She's very demanding. She goes so far as she's a little hyper. So as you can imagine, having a demanding boss that's very hyper, and I mean, she comes in sometimes. She's a tyrant, and then sometimes she's just like a little girl. She's in there crying. I think she's very hormonal. So what do you think the best thing to do with a situation like that, Coach? I need help. Fix my life.
I know, right? Well, the best thing to do first and foremost probably I would probably do is, you know, sit down with you and to find out more about your situation. So I would want to know things like, you know, how you start working in this place, maybe who was the supervisor before. Because I found that sometimes people, things were going well, and then maybe something changed. Maybe try to, let's see if we can find out the, as Tyler Perry would say, or someone would say, let's see if we can find out the backstory to the other person. And then I probably would take a little bit from Stephen Covey to say, as some of you know, he passed away, I think, last year, but very popular for the works of The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I read that book. I studied that book. It was part of a class that I took. And his habits are very, very powerful. And these are habits of highly successful people. But one of his habits says, instead of trying to be understood, first seek to understand. So I would maybe say, you know, let's see if we can kind of understand this leader, this supervisor, this man, and just see, you know, it's just like, you know, sometimes in church, the pastor tells you, you never know what's going on with the person next to you. You don't know what that person is going through. And so I would probably, you know, do some of that first. And then once I learned that, what this person, as much as you would know as a coworker, you know, you may not know very much. So something could be going on with this person that could cause that person to be that way. And then I would probably talk about some, I probably would let you listen to or read about or learn about some assertive techniques. Because sometimes, you know, we have to be more assertive with people. We can't let people just do anything, say anything, and basically walk all over us, because it's like ethics. When we teach ethics in business, we use three keys to know if you're doing something unethical. And one of the keys says, and how does it make you feel? And therefore, because sometimes just because something's unethical doesn't mean it's illegal. So it could just be that it doesn't make you feel good doing it. And so, same thing, if someone is mistreating you, if it makes you feel bad, if you're not feeling good, then, you know, you might have to address it. So those are some of the, that's what I would suggest, you know, for you. So what I've done is I've given you, I've told you that possibly let's look at the person's backstory. Let's see if we can take, you know, get out of yourself for a moment and try to see maybe why that person is coming across that way. And then I said that, and then consider your own feelings. You know, how do you feel about this? And then maybe stepping and seeing if you need to be more assertive and just having a conversation with that person, sitting that person down in a safe environment. What I found is that if you respond to people with an audience, sometimes that person will be even more belligerent or more whatever they are. So you may want to come in early, get them by themselves where they don't have an audience to perform, or stay a little later when it's no one there, but you, so that they can not feel so threatened. Or just ask the person, you know, can we go out for lunch and get them outside of that environment. So now all of these things I'm telling you, this is what we call thinking out of the box. And, you know, something that we've taught and preached here on the broadcast is that if you want something that you've never had before, as in maybe a decent relationship, working relationship with this person, then you got to do something that you've never done before. Because the person, they may say, I'm not taking them to lunch. Because, by the way, you're going to pay for the lunch.
All right.
Then you say, well, I'm not doing it. Well, you know what? Then you maybe won't have what it is that you're really seeking, because you're not even willing to do the extra mile. Now, somebody else would say, but I tried all that, and it didn't work. I've tried all of that. I've been listening to Coach blah, 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 and I've read, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer's books, and I've read, you know, Dale Carnegie. I've been to his workshops, and I've learned all these things about how to treat people, and it didn't work. Okay, that can happen too. So what I would say at that point then what you really need to consider doing is looking for a new job. Not quitting that one, but looking for a new one. And sometimes, Cassandra, I tell people that because sometimes the grass really isn't greener on the other side. Sometimes, I've seen people where they went and got a new job, and sometimes then they ran into a similar situation. But so, Cassandra, so do you think you'll be able to apply any of these to your situation?
Absolutely, absolutely. Seeking to understand is very good, because I think we're all guilty of, you know, just looking at my pain, look at what that person is doing to me, versus thinking, you know, this person is a human being. They may be my supervisor, but they are still a human being with very real problems in situations that they have to deal with just like I do. And so if I sought to understand, I probably would win myself a friend. It would be an opportunity to, think outside the box and extend myself, as a human being. You know, we all have needs of security and love and peace that we all desire. And sometimes the way a person is exhibiting their frustration, you can see it very well exhibited sometimes in the workplace through a person's, bad behavior, inconsiderate ways. And, it's like my mom always says, why don't you just be the bigger person? Why don't you be the one that, extends grace and mercy? And we think, well, they're the boss. They ought to know better. Maybe they ought to know better. But, sometimes people get positions by default. It wasn't maybe that they were always the best qualified, but maybe they were there and the situation arose. They needed to put a supervisor in, and they got the job. Sometimes people are no more qualified to be a supervisor than the man in the moon. But,
But guess what?
We got to deal with it.
But guess what? Yeah. At the same time, but you know what else, too, is that when you are the bigger person, a lot of times, well, maybe God is sending you there to teach them. A person may say, but no one taught, they don't know. Well, maybe you're there to teach them. Sometimes we don't see ourselves as teachers because we're not in a classroom or behind or standing in a pulpit. We don't realize that the world is a classroom. And then the other thing is that when you become the bigger person, that extension that you talked about, it's a stretching. And when we stretch ourselves, again, to go beyond what we would normally do, that denotes growth. So it's like with a child. Your child grows. What happens? You have to buy new clothes. Your child grows their feet. You have to buy new feet. Sometimes you have to buy a new bed, a bigger room. And so when you're growing, that means that you're going to a whole nother place and level in your life. And when you do that, what used to bother you sometimes no longer bothers you when you grow. That's why in our coaching business, one of the methods that we teach is the growth method. When you grow, you automatically change the situation, automatically, without fail, this is 100 proof. When you grow, you automatically, that's why he said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So transformation is part and parcel of having a new mind. That's that growth. And so I wanted just before we go on with that, but thank you so much for your issue, and thank you for those tuning in. But I want to give away something today because I said we have our big announcement, and we only have a few seconds left to the broadcast, well, a couple minutes, but I want to get it in. So for those of you who are listening in today, this is what you get today. You get an opportunity to either inbox me or go to our hashtag PowerYourPossibilities, which is on Facebook. All of you are on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. Those of you who are not, you can inbox us if you don't have a Facebook page, either Cassandra McKissack or myself. And I want you to, and this is what you're going to get. We're going to give away a 60-second commercial airtime right here on All About Entrepreneurs. All you have to do is inbox me. We will give you a 60-second commercial of your book, of your business, your product, your service, or an event that you have coming up, and I'm giving this away to 5 people. So the first 5 people that put that in our hashtag, the first 5 people that I see from this moment on, because, you know, Facebook is good about letting you know when someone put something in, you know, what time they put it in. So it would have to be someone after 7:29, 7:28, 7:29. If I see your contact information there, so you would have to say, I'm one of the five. Just say, I'm one of the five. Or even if you just put it in my news feed, please put it in the news feed, I'm one of the five. When you say that, I'm one, because who else is going to say that on today but one of the five? So you can put it on my news feed. No, there you go. Put it in the news feed. I'm one of the five. Hashtag power your possibility. Yeah, put that in the news feed. I'm one of the five, or put it on my timeline, or if you can, or if you're Cassandra's friend, you can put it on her timeline, or you, I'll check all the places, or you can put it on our event page or our All About Entrepreneur page. I'm one of the five, and you will be the first five people. You are going to get to advertise whatever business, product, or service you have, or event. I will do an advertisement right here on the air, and we will play your advertisement. Excuse me. Your advertisement will play for 5 days. Five.
Wow.
For five. Yes. Five.
That's
five,
awfully
five.
Generous. That's you know, hundreds, thousands of dollars you're giving away. My gosh.
I told
you,
I'm feeling awful good. I'm feeling awful good. I'm taking a lead from one of my mentors. He said that if you want whatever you want, make sure enough people, you help enough people get what they want, and you'll get everything. I think Jim Rohn said that. You help enough people get what they want, and you'll get everything you want. And I take from the scriptures, it says, what you make happen for others, I'll make happen for you. And that's been my mantra ever since 2002. 2002, I heard that in an audible voice in Florida, in Tampa, Florida. I was walking down the street, and I heard a voice say to me, what you make happen to others, Lalisa, I'm going to make happen to you. And I felt that was God speaking to me, and I've been doing it, and ever since, that's been my charge, my life, my mission. So this is another opportunity to do that. I want to make it happen for you. Five for five. You, the first five people, going to give you 60 seconds for 5 days. All you got to do is say, I'm one of the five. Hashtag power your possibilities. So, Cassandra, did we fix a life today?
Yes. Fixing a life is awesome. I'm telling you. Because, you know, you're making it happen, Lalisa. You're the coach that gets it done.
Well, you can call it. Well, if you're on the lines, we got about two more minutes. I'll open up your phone line. Just hit your number one key. We want to hear from you. We want this show to be saturated with participation from the audience. Now, maybe you didn't have an issue situation. Maybe you didn't want to call in and share. But just if you have another comment or question that you would like to ask, Coach Cassandra, Coach Lalisa, or if you have a comment or any message that you want, you can hit your number one key. I'll open up your phone line, and you will be live on the air. People are listening to this broadcast all around the world. So we have a caller, Cassandra. Area code 973, you are live on the air with Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning, Coach Lalisa and Coach McKissack. This is Lori from Jersey.
Hey, Lori from New Jersey. Oh, my God, Lori. We are so excited that you're tuned in to the show. Talk to us.
Well, I just wanted to share an update because of the advice you gave me. You know, you told me to be the peace. I just want the audience to know, like, if you're in a situation where you feel like you can't take it or whatever, your words of encouragement really helped out to be the peace in the storm. So I internalized what you said, and I've been at peace. Like, in the midst of chaos, I've been happy. I've been positive. I know that God is going to take me to the next level, but before going to the next level, I have to be able to deal with, you know, the chaos I'm at right now, because if I can't handle this, I can't handle where God has taken me. So I just wanted to share that I've been positive.
Wow.
I've talked to my boss. I told her exactly how I felt, how I felt. I didn't sugarcoat, but I was professional about it. Like, I felt like I didn't like the job. I felt like it was not cohesive. We had a meeting yesterday, you know, and, you know, I shared the quote from Gandhi, "Be the change you want to see." So everybody could work together. You understand? So so I'm happy. I just wanted to let you know that I've been meditating.
Lori.
And yes.
Lori, that is amazing. You are, oh my goodness. You know, Lori, keep it up. Keep it up. Lori, you are an example of that, what we're saying here really does work. So please, Lori. Oh my God, Lori, I wish I could just, I'm giving you a virtual hug right now. Because
I'm giving it back. I'm giving it back.
Because you are,
I love the love.
You, that is amazing. You know what, Lori, I tell you, you're so, oh my, I can't wait. So what we're going to do now, Lori, we are going to have, hopefully, I don't know how, we got to figure out, we're going to have I said this before, we were going to have a regular time to meet together and, you know, have a little bite like we did before. We're going to figure it out, because you are in such a huge position. And, oh, my God, you took, did you hear that, Coach Cassandra?
Yes.
She did.
Oh, my gosh, I am jumping up and down. Virtually.
And guess what? And Lori, Coach Cassandra, she did not know what we discussed in our meeting. She has no clue.
Mm-hmm.
So she only knows whatever you shared on the air the last time you were on. And so her story, her situation today, because, you know, we were just ad-libbing because we want people to actually really call in. We really want to help. And so how she came up with that story, but it sounds so similar. I'm like blown. I'm in awe, people.
Wow.
People, if you don't get this, you know, we're going to keep this nice and, you know, easy, this session, because this really may get sent to Oprah. This is a segment that we really may get this, try to get this segment to Oprah and or Wendy Williams. So this, we're going to just keep it nice and professional, and we'll laugh some more, because laughing is good. But I'm so happy for you. Be the peace. Go, oh my goodness. Wow.
Yes.
And I just, that's just.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm so excited. Ooh. I'm so excited. You know, we may have to have our own segment of Fix Your Life and call it Fix Your Possibilities, because that's what she did. She went in there. She owned it. She was powerful.
Ooh, I love
hallelujah,
it.
In her own
you could
way,
stop right there. That,
yes.
Wait a minute. You could hold up. We can hang our hat right there. You, oh. Oh, man, if this was preaching, I'd be like, okay, y'all, this is stop right now. Anyway, we can drop anchor right there. You owned, and that's what I heard Lupita say in her speech, is something that resonated with me, with Lupita, with Matthew Carnegie. I think Matthew McConaughey, he was he won the best actor. And that's what I heard them saying. And even with the young man, Jared Leto, when he said his mom was a teenage, 16, and had her second child, him, by the time she was 16, and she dropped out of school. These were the three. They all three of them were giving their Oscar speeches, and that's what I heard them saying, is that they owned their situation. They didn't let the situations own them.
All right.
And that's what you did. you own, and what I'm hearing you say, Lori and Cassandra, is that everyone, no matter how young, and that's what I was hearing from Lupita, because she said it like this, no matter where you come from, basically she was saying, own your dream. And so I'm saying no matter where you come from, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, you have the right to take ownership. And I just love it, y'all. So we are out of time. I don't know where the 30 minutes, actually it's a little over 30 minutes, but it goes so fast. Don't forget to get our free gifts. If you didn't get your free, you still have time. The first 100 people, you still get a free copy of the Power Your Possibilities MP3. I believe you got yours, Lori. I hope you got a chance to listen to that. Also, the first 5 people, you get an opportunity. The first 5 who post on my page, on my wall, on Cassandra's page or wall, if you post, I'm one of the 5, and hashtag Power Possibilities, or put it in the hashtag, you will get an opportunity for a 60-second commercial of your business. I'll produce the commercial for you, or you can produce, if you already have something, you send it to me in an MP3, and we'll get it on, and you'll get 5 days of airtime, and hear your event program, your whatever you have, broadcast live on All About Entrepreneurs. Well, that's all we have time for, Cassandra. I'll leave the closing statements to you, and then we'll be off. So thank you for listening in, everyone.
Yes. We love you. We love hearing your comments. And we want to know, hashtag, how you power your possibilities, because we want you to power up to the next level. Own it. Be it. You know, you can only be the best you can be. Be yourself. Everybody else is taken. That's a statement by Oscar Wilde. I'm going to repeat that. Be yourself. Everybody else is taken. You know, you've got to be the best you. I've got to be the best me. And when you offer that to the world, to the universe, I'm telling you, explosive things happen like we're doing right here. So I want you to have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, because you're going to own this day. You're going to tell us how this day was significant for you by hashtag Power Your Possibilities on Facebook. We want to hear from you. Tell us what's on your heart, what's on your mind. Let's fix it by fixing your possibilities. And we thank you for being on the show. We want to send you much love. We feel your love with your comments. And we just want you to be the best you can be. That's all you can do, right?
That is it, and that is all. So we'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. Till then, ain't no stopping you now.
Right? Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Come on, y'all. Yeah.
You know it. Got to do it. Power up.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained
as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Thank you.